Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Okay, so we are live. Hello, everyone. I am here with my lovely dear friend, Christina, and we are talking about how to get over the toughest humps in your business. So Christina and I are both Amazon sellers, and that is a big part of our sales channels. And recently I read a statistic that 5 out of 100, every 100 new sellers on Amazon, supposedly there's 3,000 new sellers starting every day on Amazon. But 5 out of every 100 is the statistic that is going around that of the 5% fail. And some of the toughest problems that people are reporting having is running out of money. Like, they'll source inventory at just not enough margin to make new purchases. And they're also not able to scale in time. And forgive my voice tonight, everyone. I have I got the flu on the cruise. And so I'm feeling just fine, but my voice is a little bit froggy. So I'm going to let Christina tell us a little bit about this first poll that I'm about to publish, which talks about the toughest problems you've had to overcome in your business, and running out of money or not having enough help. And Christina, can you tell us what should people do to prepare so that they don't run out of money when they have a product-based business?
First of all, hi, everybody. I hope you all have a great time this holiday season, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. And thank you for being live today with you, with beautiful Amivis. Thank you for inviting me. And we all know that Amazon business can change someone's life and can give you the financial freedom for you and for your family. But unfortunately, it's well known that it's almost 90% of new sellers, they fail on Amazon. And there are many obstacles that stand on the way when you're starting an Amazon business. So, the first question Amy asked about the financial planning. That is one of the major things that people have trouble financially planning their Amazon business. I would suggest using and considering the simple rule they used to say, while financially planning your resources while starting a private label or just going into them online retail, there is one rule that says that you have to have on hand 2.5 times your initial inventory investment. So let's say your initial product that you buy, so the first batch that comes in, it costs $4,000. So with all the extra expenses, PPC and many softwares you're going to be using, and you have to have at least $10,000. So that's the rule, 2.5 times your initial inventory cost that I use myself, and I suggest other people taking it into consideration via financial planning, how much money they're going to be investing into.
So Christina, when you say that 2.5 times, is that to prepare for buying new inventory? Is that to prepare for the cost of advertising? What do you see people using that 2.5 times that inventory buy for?
So this is at least, you have to understand that launching the new product, there will be a certain amount of money, and depending on the niche, depending on your competitors, this is the amount of money you're gonna spend ranking your product, doing the ranking, trying to invest into the ranking, then it's the softwares you're using to track your competitors, to see the keywords and other things that all new sellers will be using while trying to understand where they are right now, or to see the sales and how to get the data of the product on the market. And also, of course, since the product will be already profitable by the time, let's say, 2-3 months, if we're talking about the first run of the new product in private label strategy, then of course the part of that initial investment, the one that I said $10,000, that would be going to help to buy and to reinvest, because we know that your main idea while launching the product, your first product, you need to understand that you have to focus on increasing profitability, and you need to understand how to increase the sales rank, how to increase the profit, and be secure that you have the backup money. Because many people, they just run out of money, they can't buy stock, they got out of stock, and that's bad for your product. And there are many, many things can happen in that. So I try to suggest, so the people who, especially doing the first product of their own, like let's say in private label, they have at least 2 times of the whenever they bought the first production, so the first batch.
So if they have $2,000 to spend, you don't want to spend all $2,000 on your inventory, because I think a lot of people, whether you're selling on Amazon or whether you're have a store, they assume that they're going to be able to put that money right back in their pocket. And it takes time to establish your brand. It takes advertising. You want to establish a web footprint. You really want to take the time to cover, and you're going to have operating expenses. No matter what business you're in, you're going to have to buy. You're going to have to buy some type of research software. You're going to have to pay for advertising. So I think that that's a really good rule, is to make sure that you have at least 2.5 times the amount of your initial investment available to grow your business and grow your brand. That's really good. Can we talk, Christina, about hiring help? So in the beginning, you are doing everything in your business, right? You are the person listing the products and advertising the products and doing everything along the way. When is it time to make your first hire? How did you do this in your business, and how should people navigate that?
So there are many different scenarios, how many different sellers run their businesses. If you're doing 100% fulfilled by Amazon FBA, then you're kind of free, because you have the inventory that goes directly to the fulfillment center. And of course, in terms of the extra help you might need, that would be someone probably taking care of your finance and tracking of the finance, and someone who is taking care of your liabilities, like in that we're talking about the trademarks, the patent, if you have any, and getting into the brand that's helping you make secure selling on Amazon with the brand registry. So these are the two things that should be considered and always taken into consideration, because that's an extra amount of money that you can't just do all yourself, because you need people, real professionals who know what they're doing, and they will give you the professional advice. But it shouldn't be the full time. It should be just a reserve amount of money in case you will run out of, in case you run into the problem. There will be some legal advice or financial advice that you might take care of. Also, if you are doing the merchant fulfillment yourself, or when you're diversifying and selling your products on Shopify, or selling your products through Facebook or somewhere else, of course you will need some labor just to help you, because you cannot be thinking of the product, inventing products, doing the ideas, doing the research, and at the same time sitting and packing. That doesn't work that way. So of course, this is something that people might get help with, but there are always some students or someone that can help and do stuff for you, and that's always not that expensive, and everybody could afford that.
I love that you mentioned that, you know, you really need to think about the professionals that you have to hire in the beginning, because it's not as simple as, you know, we all need help prepping products and stuff like that, but it's really important to hire the right legal representation to make sure that if something goes wrong, you have the right professional to call upon, right?
Yeah. And especially nowadays where there are so many hijackers and where there are many things connected with the trademarks, the patent, even though we have the IP accelerator, the new program that gets you the brand registered faster than everybody else. It's the service offered by Amazon. Still, there are always there always should be the amount of money and the direct and clear understanding in your mind that if you need help, sometimes it's in 90% better to go with this problem to the specialists who know what they're doing, and you can just pay and it will be solved. But because of trying to solve it yourself or doing this, you can even harm your business. So this is like, as I said, legal and financial help, there's always should be the reserve for that. And that's someone that along the way you will definitely need once or twice or like this time. And right now, there are many new things always coming into Amazon business, many new softwares, everything, and diversifying business, bringing more traffic into your listing, getting your search engine optimization, everything connected with that. I suggest Amazon sellers to look into getting the help with their traffic and the conversion, to driving traffic to Amazon through Google Ads and Samsung, any other platforms that you can advertise your product. That is also the work that I would suggest hiring a people to do that. And that's way better, because the people who've been doing advertising, driving traffic, and they know what they're doing, they're not that concentrated on the sales and their business. They just come to your business, see it from the side, what could be improved, what could be done, and that would help you. That I suggest everybody to pay attention if they want a professional to step in and help them or with their, let's say, Google advertising or something like that. That's right now with the competition, and we've just went through the fourth quarter, only the professionals can handle that. It's not something you can learn by trying in the hot season or something. So that's also the help that could be considered and that could be hired.
Yeah, I think it's really important to hire the right professionals at the right time, and not, you know, and really take that into consideration when you're planning for your business. And so at the Inspire conference, we aren't only going to be focusing on Amazon sellers, although that is really, you know, a lot of the folks that are going to be coming. We will also have other local small businesses there. And the reason that I invited Christina to come and speak is because, Christina, you started your business as a very small business. You had ideas for products for women, and you put them out there and you started. And in the beginning, you started small, but you hired the right professionals and you had a plan. And now you are full time in your business and you have grown. What was your, what is your goal, your biggest goal for 2020? And what was your biggest goal for 2019 that you're proud to have achieved?
So I always, when people ask me how you're doing in business, finances, and that, I always like to say that there is a simple and funny rule. Like, it's always hard to make your first $1,000. Then it's hard to make $10,000. Then it's hard to make $100,000. And after that, when you make 1 million, it's like, it's easier. So don't afraid to dream big. put the goals that you want to achieve and make a plan and stick to that plan. If you stick to that plan, you're determined to be successful. Nothing can stand in your way. In 2019, I had to run a couple of new products, and one of them was very successful just during, I think it was either Black Friday or something. No, that was right after the Black Friday. It was Christmas time. We had one single product in around 800 units a day. Were sold.
Wow, 800.
Yeah, and this is brand new, and this is brand new product that I'm very proud of. And at the same time, I launched another product that my hopes were big. I was thinking that, yeah, I'm going to make it, I'm going to crash it. And unfortunately, it didn't work the way it is. So, and I tried everything. I did lots of research, and in my niche, I know what's selling, what's not selling, and I know my competitors. But that was slightly different product, and I wanted to try myself. But the niche is that competitive that I barely making it. So yeah, as we see, the success and the fail, they go hand by hand, and you cannot predict when it's going to happen. But I still working on them, and I always like to say, if the mistakes happen, they happen for a reason. They're going to give you knowledge, they're going to give you wisdom, and you won't do it again. So don't be afraid to launch crazy products. Of course, try to analyze everything as much as you can, get as much data statistics as you can, be financially prepared, but having the idea that you're going to be successful and you will enjoy what you're doing, and that is going to change your life and will give you the freedom, the financial freedom, and the freedom of your dreams. So I really suggest all the beginning all the entrepreneurs and in the beginning to think big, don't be afraid, stay focused, and be determined. That's it. For 2020, myself, my main goal is to go into retail, because I've been launching, I've been creating products, and I want to diversify as much as I can, because before that it was only online, Shopify, European marketplaces, Amazon.com and Amazon CA. But right now I think I'm ready. I have my goals set, my financial goals set. So I want to be next level with having both retail and brick and mortar store businesses.
Well, that is an amazing goal. I have the same goal for 2020. So I'm excited that we get to work on that together. And you'll get to meet some awesome experts at that, at the Inspire 2020 conference.
Yes, exactly. for people, we have, that's one of the main ideas why I'm so excited to be in the Inspire conference, because it's very unique conference. It's not going to be only online circles. There are people from many various spheres, and many, they have their own insight and they have their own strategies. Like, we can say about Steven Salikov that is successful in brick and mortar stores. People can learn so much from him and get so many insights. Just coming, okay, look at this. What can you suggest? The amount of the knowledge and the ideas you can get from people in that spheres, that is, you cannot put a price tag on that. So that's why it's very important. And I'm pretty sure that the coming Inspire conference will not only inspire, but it will bring all businesses on the next upper level.
Definitely. Well, I am so excited I've had you on tonight. I love some of the nuggets that you gave about, like, hey, your first goal should be to make your first $1,000 and then 10,000. And then, you know, that's really so great to just be financially prepared in your business, hire the right professionals, set small goals and then reach them, small achievable goals. Everything that you talked about is obviously things that you've walked through in your business. And we're so excited to hear how you built your amazing business. And we're excited to help you reach your next goals as well. And everybody, thanks so much for tuning in today. And Christina, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you. We will see you all at Inspire. And I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday.
Yes, really. That's an amazing time of the year to sit, analyze what was good, what was bad in 2019, get a clear understanding of what you want in 2020, and be joyful. Just enjoy this time with the family, with the friends, going out, take your families to dinners. And I wish everybody have an amazing holiday time. Enjoy it and get ready for 2020 and get ready for the amazing Inspire conference.
All right. We'll see you all at Inspire. Bye.
See you all. Bye-bye. Are we still here?